Okay, so two is stay calm, use your anger.
Right. When I talk about staying calm, the first thing you have to realize is that you can think of the brain as having two main modes of operation. One is emotional and one is rational. That's an oversimplification, but it works. The more emotional you are, or the more stress you're under, the less you're able to think clearly. So literally, you can't remember the simplest things if you're put under enough stress or into a high enough emotional state. Conversely, the more you're able to think in a stepwise fashion and logically, the lower your stress and emotions will go. So you can balance these things out in an emergency. One of the mechanisms for doing this is using humor. For example, when you laugh about something, especially about yourself, it tends to calm you down. You don't take yourself so seriously. And another thing people do is they take their natural tendency towards being afraid and they turn it into a kind of anger that's a motivator. It's like, you know, to use the example again, you've broken your leg on the mountain and you say, you know, this isn't going to happen to me. I'm going to get around this. I'm angry that this happened and I'm going to use that anger as a motivator to get me off this mountain. So that's what that means. It's a way of corralling your emotions and helping them to work for you rather than against you.
And does the anger help you deal with your pain?
Yes, it can. High emotional states generally help you deal with pain, but yeah, in my experience, that's true. These people are aware of the pain. It's not like an anesthetic, but they simply accept it as part of what they're doing.
Okay.